Thank you for joining us in a place where we all can connect with the wisdom of the heart and allow the outdated habits of thought and action to evolve. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio with co-hosts David Barnes and Sue Ann McGregor.
Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio. I'm David Barnes.
And I'm Sue Ann McGregor. And welcome to part three of our Heart Aligned Leadership series. We began this series by featuring the movie Buck for aligning with power in your leadership style. Our second show, we featured the movie Whiplash to show why force just is no longer a winning formula for leaders. This week, we're pleased to discuss a couple of examples of heart aligned leadership.
Oh, this is really fun. We're sourcing one of my favorite series on the Sundance channel called Iconoclast. I don't know if you've ever seen that before. But in season three, they did a terrific show featuring Howard Schultz and Norman Lear. Both Schultz and Lear at the top of their industries. They're truly giants. And what's fun about this show is they bring friends together to interview each other. And we get to see that play out in this TV show. So let me talk about our characters a little bit today. Howard Schultz is the CEO of Starbucks Coffee and is credited as the heart and soul of the company. From the beginning, Howard set out to build a different kind of company, one that brings a sense of humanity and demonstrates respect and dignity to all its stakeholders. In the early days, Howard created two landmark programs that formed the foundation of Starbucks culture. First, Starbucks offered comprehensive health coverage for eligible full and part-time workers. It was really among the first in the retail industry. Howard remains committed to health benefits despite the rising cost that health care has incurred in the past two decades. The second one is that Starbucks offered partners, or what they call employees, equity in the company in the form of stock options called Beanstock. These early investments in people have proven that you can build a business that is profitable while sharing its success with Starbucks partners as well as with its community. So since 2000, Howard Schultz has been the chairman, and he resumed the role of president and chief executive officer in January of 2008. Since his return, he's led a transformation of the company, bringing the company to sustainable, profitable growth with a renewed focus on Starbucks coffee heritage, innovation, and the customer experience. He's also galvanized leaders both inside and outside the company to take action to help local communities. Recently, he spearheaded efforts to create small business jobs through the Create Jobs for USA and launched an initiative to hire more U.S. military veterans and their spouses, and opened up new educational opportunities for Starbucks partners to finish school through Starbucks College Achievement Plan.
Now let's talk about Norman Lear. He's best known for his multiple hit TV series, which include All in the Family, Maude, The Jeffersons, Good Times, and many other successes. Norman Lear was the producer and writer for many of these series. All in the Family earned four Emmy Awards for Best Comedy Series as well as the Peabody Award in 1977. Actually, just thinking about Archie Bunker makes me laugh, but also reminds me of how each of us has prejudices that we're just not aware of. And it's really useful to get to see it played out in front of us so we can go, maybe I need to take a look at this. Anyway, Norman Lear has enjoyed a long career in television and film, and as a political and social activist and philanthropist. In 1999, President Clinton bestowed the National Medal of Arts Award on Mr. Lear, noting that Norman Lear has held up a mirror to American society and changed the way we look at it. The iconoclast Howard Schultz and Norman Lear show provides an insight to their friendship and what they like as individuals. Each one gives insights to the traits of a heart-aligned leader. The first trait we're going to look at is be transparent and show how you feel. There's much love and appreciation shown between Howard Schultz and Norman Lear. They're not afraid to show their emotion or their affection for each other. This affection is apparent through their hugs. As Mr. Lear says, there's two kinds of people, wets and dries. Dry people are flaky, they're brittle, they don't like to hug, they're dry. Wet people are soft and supple, and they hug a lot. Mr. Lear goes on to say that Schultz is sopping wet. I love that definition, wet or dry. I know which way I lean, so it's kind of nice to know that I can be sopping wet and it's okay.
Yeah, that's a fun description. Well, Norman Lear and Howard Schultz provide us some leadership ways of being that they've learned over the years. Well, one of them was, allow yourself to fall in love with people. Lear says about his friend Howard, he cares, and it's very evident in everything he does in the way he runs his company. He's a lover, he loves people, and helping them understand that they matter. Throughout this television show, we see both gentlemen hugging, and they're shaking other people's hands, and genuinely noticing and enjoying the people around them. It's clear they both authentically care about people and take time to make connections with everyone.
One of the things I noticed was when they went into the studio of Ray Charles and they were talking to the lady who oversaw the creation of that CD. It was Norman Lear walked up and gave her a kiss, and I thought that was delightful. That showed that willingness to absolutely show how you feel about somebody. So the next thing we want to point out is dream big and follow your passion. Schultz's passionate advice inspires as he tells us to dream big dreams and then after that, dream bigger. He says, I'm living proof. The odds of me getting here, it's not possible. I had some good luck and I had some good timing, but I dreamed big dreams. These leaders are passionate about what they do and it shows in how they express themselves emotionally. As Mr. Schultz says about starting Starbucks, I achieved the objective of buying the company, but then I had no resources to do anything with. We had no experience. We had no money. We had unbelievable desire and will, and we willed it. We willed it.
And see, these are examples of following the heart. The result is passion. And Howard was courageous enough to follow that passion. And so we get to see that throughout this example of both gentlemen in this television series. Well, another one that's apparent on both of them is the ability to stay humble. Schultz and Lear somehow seem to stay grounded and humble. As Mr. Lear offers his favorite philosophy from the Talmud, a man should have a garment with two pockets. In the first pocket, a piece of paper in which it is written, I am but dust and ashes. Don't make too much of yourself, pal. You are but the piece of sand in the beach of life. And in the other pocket is written, for me the world was created. And he says in a really gentle, soft way, by the same token, I am, of course, here for you. Mr. Lear and Mr. Schultz both recognize the need to remain grateful and humble in their leadership styles. It's evident throughout this episode in how they conduct themselves. You can't fake this one. You have to live it and be authentic.
The next thing we want to point out is allow the seeds of compassion. When seeds of compassion are planted in the heart, they continue to resonate, affecting countless others in ways we just don't see. Our painful experiences can be the very seeds that lead to a deeper level of compassion if we let them in. What blooms from these experiences creates an unwavering heartfelt empathy that desires to prevent anyone from feeling the same pain. It inspires people to do amazing things that not only open their own heart, but also influences others to do the same. When Howard Schultz was young, his father was injured and unable to work. His father lost his job, had no health care, and the family felt destitute. As he says in his book, Pour Your Heart Into It, our family had no income, no health insurance, no workers' compensation, nothing to fall back on. Mr. Schultz's experience as a child made a lasting effect on him, and health care became a heart issue for him. He says, I knew in my heart that if I was ever in a position where I could make a difference, I wouldn't leave people behind. Howard Schultz saw to it that all employees, including part-timers, would get health care and stock options. He intentionally created a culture where even warehouse workers and entry-level retail people received the level of respect most companies show for only their high executives. Schultz treated employees with compassion and it was not viewed as an added cost, but an investment in each one of those people, and it has truly paid off. Schultz believes when employees have self-esteem and self-respect, they can contribute so much more to their company, to their family, and to the world.
Now, one of the things that both of these leaders exemplify, these heart-aligned leaders, they discover win-win outcomes for all. So in 2009, healthcare for Starbucks partners became a substantial cost, nearly $250 million annually. The increase was up 50% just in the last 9 years. The economy was grim, and the company's stock price was below $10. In his second book, Onward, How Starbucks Fought for Its Life Without Losing Its Soul, Schultz tells how he received a call from a major institutional investor insisting he cut the healthcare benefit. Although the expense was rising fast, Schultz writes, eliminating it was unthinkable. While he did ask the partners to share more in the expense, it remained a valuable benefit. As Starbucks' stock price began to rise again, Schultz believed he made the right decision. Even though Starbucks was financially struggling, as he says, it had not lost its conscience or its soul as we worked to reestablish our financial health. To him, achieving this balance defined success for Schultz and Starbucks.
What I remember from this part of the segment was what he was talking about. He actually said to the investor, which was that if you didn't agree with this strategy, I suggest you sell your stock.
Yeah.
And that made an impact on me.
Yeah.
That was a bold way. And it was also saying, hey, this is where we're headed.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing we want to point out is share success with all employees. Heart-aligned leaders are always aware that it's a balance between profits and people. It doesn't have to be an either-or, and is a viable alternative. Win-win discoveries are possible if that's your intent. In January 2015, Starbucks will begin rolling out the first phase of a multi-year investment in the partner experience by making enhancements in three areas. That's performance and pay, recognition, and benefits. Starbucks will invest in attracting new partners by increasing its start rates in all U.S. markets starting in January. Also in January 2015, all baristas and shift supervisors will receive a pay increase. When Howard sat down with Oprah this year, he discussed his following heart principles that he lives by as a leader and that we consider are very much parts of being a heart-aligned leader. The first is don't be threatened by people smarter than you. A heart-aligned leader will surround him or herself with the best people for the job. If they're the best, then most likely they're going to be smarter than you in their area of expertise. And you know what? That diversity creates a balanced team that can discover those win-win outcomes. So don't get threatened. The second is compromise anything but your core values. This is key. If you lose your core values, you've lost your foundation. So you've got nothing to build on. The next one is everything matters. When you personally care about the lives of the people you employ, everything matters. In the Starbucks culture, this means one cup of coffee at a time, one employee at a time matters. This way of leading becomes a replicating pattern that transforms the cultures. And the last is be vulnerable. Howard tells Oprah that vulnerability means transparency. He believes his willingness to be vulnerable by showing his tears in front of his partner managers was instrumental in showing how much he cares about them and the company. It reminded all of his partners that they could feel and get through the challenges they experienced in 2009.
Okay, there's another point here that we want to discuss as it applies to heart leadership in companies. Alignment with the heart takes maintenance to prevent layers of clay in any organization. When heart-aligned leadership is not developed and developed with all of the people, layers of clay form at all levels in the company. But what do we mean by layers of clay? I'm sure there are leaders at Starbucks that don't buy into Howard's style of leading. And, you know, they may or may not even know what he stands for. When this happens, his message, his inspiration, his heart energy doesn't resonate further in the organization. It's as if a layer of clay forms and the pattern is prevented from transforming the cultures.
I'm sure you, for any of you that have worked in big corporations, you know what we're talking about. The company probably has a vision and a mission. And I've actually worked in companies where those are just words. They're a nice idea, but they're not really lived day by day. And that means that even though senior management have put a lot of effort into defining what do we stand for, unless we're living it every day, and it's conscious and it's in our system, then we've effectively put a layer of clay. That's not going out and not being exemplified in our day-to-day actions.
So when leaders do not align with the heart intent of the company, these layers of clay can show up at every level, especially at the store manager level. Howard admits to Oprah that Starbucks is not a perfect company, and it's always in transition. While we're both fans of the company, we'd have to agree with Howard. It's not perfect. I've had the opportunity to work with a team of store managers here in Dallas, and I was surprised how few knew about Howard Schultz and how he leads from the heart. As Howard believes his managers are the heartbeat of the company, they're also responsible for the employee satisfaction and the consistency of the brand. I've been a passionate fan of Starbucks since 1989. And have been to hundreds of stores around the country and in Europe. Starbucks is only as good as its local manager, and some are better than others. When there's alignment within a company, it trickles down to the baristas. It ensures that the core attributes of the Starbucks brand are delivered consistently, one cup, one barista at a time. But this takes constant development, alignment work, and it also takes time and investment. When you do your own alignment work, you make it possible for others to resonate with this way of being. You'll attract those of like mind and heart, and those that don't align with this way of leadership will go away on their own.
So we've discussed many attributes of the heart-aligned leader. Here's our definition of heart-aligned leadership. Leading with power and love, implementing the demands of business in a balanced way, that consistently seeks win-win outcomes for all involved. Power, when coupled with love, creates new, lasting ways of living that serves everyone. We firmly believe that when businesses are created with the intent of love, and they are run by a balance of women and men who lead from the heart, then new win-win outcomes in business will result.
So if you listen to past shows, we talked about how Sue Ann and I both stood in as proxies and as surrogates and did these belief statements, these emotional ways of being. We did this alignment work on ourselves. So we shifted it for anyone that wanted to benefit from the work that we did. And so for each one of our alignment movies or alignment TV shows, we'd like to sum up the key benefits to watching these shows. And so for the Iconoclast, Norman Lear, and Howard Schultz TV show, these are the core energetic benefits from doing this session.
Leading from the heart makes my life enjoyable. I release the fear that if you lead from the heart, no one will take you seriously. To trust your instincts when they lead you to your life's passions. Releasing the belief that you can't follow your dreams because of your current family responsibilities. A desire to discover win-win outcomes in business. The ability to discern the balance between people and profits. The strength to follow your heart and stand up for people. The desire to build long-term value where people are the priority. A willingness to show your emotion and be vulnerable. The belief that success shared is the most fulfilling, and an ability to remain humble in your leadership styles.
Now, these are the steps that you have to take to benefit from the work that we did. First, you have to do what we call our intention session. Now, if you've done this already once, you don't have to ever do it again. But we like to use the analogy, it's like downloading an app on your smartphone so that the app now can run the software. Well, our intention session is available on our peaceofmindovertures.com website. It's also on our two book sites, tamingyourdragons.com and itsjustcommerce.com. And if you see in all three of those websites, you'll see there's a tab for the intention session. There's also a tab right here on our radio page at fmgradio.com, and you can get to it from there. Second, you need to purchase the Iconoclast episode, Howard Schultz plus Norman Lear. You can get this on iTunes, and it's in Season 3, Episode 4. So once again, it's available on iTunes. Go to Season 3, Episode 4, and you'll see it. It's called Howard Schultz and Norman Lear. It's only $1.99, which is a great value, and you'll really love the show. Well, the next step is that you need to watch the show in its entirety, and it's only about 40 minutes, so it doesn't take a lot of your time. Now let's take a quick break, and when we return, Suann will take us through a real-time alignment session, so please stay with us. The holiday season is upon us, and it's time to reconnect with our families and celebrate. Are you someone that feels joy during the holiday season? Or are you like many people and dread the stress that sometimes occur during the holidays? If you're afraid of reliving past emotional carnage with your family, then you'll want to try our Carnage-Free Holiday Alignment Session. We created the Carnage-Free Alignment Session to specifically address the family shenanigans that sometimes occur during the holiday season. If you're worried about spending time with your family this season and want to experience a more balanced celebration, doing this alignment session will help you make a tangible shift. It's now available right here on fmgradio.com. For only $25, you'll bring some relief to past family crazies and become a beacon for peace this holiday season. All you have to do is go to fmgradio.com/peaceovertures and get your carnage-free alignment session today. Bring some peace and joy to your holiday this year and watch what happens. Welcome back. Suann has prepared an alignment session uniquely designed for this show. So what do you have for us this week, Suann?
Well, I'm calling this session Following Your Inner Guidance. So we saw in the Iconoclast show featuring Norman Lear and Howard Schultz how the journey for each of these men began with a dream and a heart conviction that it was the right way to go. Each of them repeatedly trusted their gut. I know you all know what I'm talking about. You get that gut feeling that you need to go a certain direction. Well, the key to it is that we've actually got to follow it. With both of these gentlemen, we got to see how they did follow their gut, and the end result was that they created a legacy that changed the way we live and work in this world. Following your inner guidance applies to all areas of your life. It means listening to that inner voice, which is actually your heart whispering to you, rather than ignoring it. It means trusting yourself and taking action regardless of what others think, and any inner doubts that say you aren't capable of succeeding. I'm sure you've all had this experience where you have this brilliant idea, you feel inspired, and then all the doubts start to surface. Well, what we've got to learn to do is actually stay with the inspired idea and follow that and ignore all those doubts. I'm not saying be stupid. I'm not suggesting you shouldn't do your due diligence. You should. But what often happens is that we give in to those doubts, and so we never even give it a go. For me, I live my life by following my inner guidance, and there have been a number of times when I thought it was just plain nuts to do so. One that comes to mind is buying the house my husband and I live in. We were living in a rental apartment when Tom, that's my husband, started talking about us buying a house. Tom's desire was to buy a townhouse so that we could modestly begin our journey of house ownership. I knew this was the practical way to go, but my inner guidance was to focus on my heart's desire, which was finding a peaceful, open home surrounded by trees, which by all calculations was way outside our budget. If you were a fly on the wall, you would have heard me say to Tom, "Well, for me to move, you've got to give me the equivalent of this apartment, which meant an environment that was surrounded by trees. I'm a tree nut. Having grown up in Australia, I just love to feel like I'm in the middle of nature. And that's what I wanted in a house. I kept focusing on my dream and taking the steps I was guided to take. And the end result is the home we now live in. It never ceases to amaze me how people stepped up to help us, including our realtor and both our families. It still makes me laugh to even think of my dad when he saw the picture of the home. He says, "What have I got to do to help you make this happen?" That was just such a delight.
That's nice.
So you might want to consider doing this session before you watch the Iconoclast show. It will give you permission to align deeply with heart-aligned leadership in your own life, including your business life. You might want to consider doing this session before you watch the Iconoclast show. It will give you permission to align deeply with heart-aligned leadership in all areas of your life, whether we're talking with your kids, whether we're talking with other family members, or in your business life. So let's align with some intentions that will support us on this journey. So you can say these with me. I hold fast to my faith and expect positive outcomes. It is safe for me to follow my heart's guidance. I know deep down what to do. I trust and follow my inner guidance. I filter out negativity that may distract me from listening to my own inner source of direction. I am as qualified and deserving of achievement as any other person. I maintain focused intention and guided action. I confidently rely upon my inner source to guide me. I share my feelings honestly. I allow my heart to sing with passion and excitement. And the last one is I allow my creativity and playfulness full expression. So what we're going to do right now is a modality that's going to align us with these intentions. What do I mean by that? Well, we want to have these intentions operating in our everyday life. And to do that, we have to be aligned with them. So the best way to think about this is it's like when you want to listen to a particular radio station, you actually have to change the dial so that you're on that radio station. So let's say you, in Dallas here, I like to listen to 90.1. So if I haven't changed my dial to 90.1, I can't hear it. I don't know what's going on there, and it's not having an impact on my life. Well, that's the same with these intentions. So we have to align with them. We have to change the dial. So this is what we're hearing. So the modality we're going to do is it's called SNS balancing. Now, this is a polarity contact that helps us to balance the sympathetic nervous system, the SNS system, and it has a calming effect on the whole system. What do I mean by the sympathetic nervous system? That's the part of us that drives us, that makes us take action. But it's also the part of us that kind of gets overworked, where we feel like we're running 100 miles an hour all the time, going into action. Well, when we're doing that, we're often not listening to that little inner voice that's trying to wake us up and say, hang on a minute, hang on, you need to listen to me as well. So we're going to balance this sympathetic nervous system so that it's available, it can be calm enough to hear that inner inspiration that's trying to get through to us. So the way we do this is I want you to place the tip of your right middle finger under your coccyx. What do I mean by that? Basically sit on your hand. That's the best way to make it happen.
Which one are we talking? The left hand or the right hand?
Does it make a difference? The right hand.
The right hand.
The right, okay. The middle finger of the right hand. And the place the tip of your left index finger at the top of your spine under the occipital ridge of your skull. So you just go to the top of the spine and just underneath that ridge. And we're just going to hold these two points for a minute or so. And as I said, these are called polarity points. In other words, they're just at the opposite ends of the spine. So you might find that you want to just close your eyes for a minute or two and just allow the energy to balance out.
Should we feel anything?
You may feel that you just feel a little calmer. you just start to relax. It's almost like, you know how when you take a pause, you just take a moment to take a deep breath. Well, this is having the same impact by connecting these two points. It's a bit like you do an exhale. Well done.
Well, thank you, Sue Ann. Another fine alignment process for us this week. Well, that wraps up our part three of our Heart Alignment Leadership Series. Next week, we return to put our Heart Alignment Series skills to work on teams. We have a terrific movie to assist with any team that's running into some challenges. So we hope you'll join us next week as we continue with our Heart Alignment Leadership Series. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for collaborating with us today and creating more peace in the world. Please join us next week as we align with new beliefs and emotional patterns through movies. Be sure to visit fmgradio.com/peaceovertures for replays and ways to connect with us. Wishing you a week filled with joy and increasing peace of mind.
The holiday season is upon us, and it's time to reconnect with our families and celebrate. Are you someone that feels joy during the holiday season? Or are you like many people and dread the stress that sometimes occur during the holidays? If you're afraid of reliving past emotional carnage with your family, then you'll want to try our Carnage-Free Holiday Alignment Session. We created the Carnage-Free Alignment Session to specifically address the family shenanigans that sometimes occur during the holiday season. If you're worried about spending time with your family this season and want to experience a more balanced celebration, doing this alignment session will help you make a tangible shift. It's now available right here on fmgradio.com. For only $25, you'll bring some relief to past family crazies and become a beacon for peace this holiday season. All you have to do is go to fmgradio.com/peaceovertures and get your carnage-free alignment session today. Bring some peace and joy to your holiday this year, and watch what happens.